From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Major earthquake hits Afghanistan. A major earthquake struck northern Afghanistan Monday, shaking the capital of Kabul and sending tremors that were felt in Pakistan and India. In Afghanistan, provincial health authorities confirmed 6 dead and almost 70 wounded in Nangarhar province. In Kunduz province, the education director told VOA 12 schoolchildren died in Takhar while 35 others were wounded. In Pakistan, at least 40 people were killed and more than 300 others were wounded, mostly in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, which borders Afghanistan, according to provincial and federal officials. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. The raid comes as security forces are intensifying their efforts against the jihadist group following a twin suicide bombing in the capital of Ankara earlier this month that officials blame on Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Noyman Kurtulmuş said 12 Islamic State members had been captured. Turkish officials have implicated the Islamic State group in the bombing of a peace rally in the capital Ankara earlier this month. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus on Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorist, and of course he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election if that's what the Syrian people want. In Libya, the bodies of at least 14 people were recovered on shore near Al-Qoms, near east of Tripoli. More than 20 bodies were discovered Saturday. Reports indicate most, if not all, were African, apparently trying to make the dangerous sea journey to Europe. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia Romain, the president of the Union for Democracy and Republican Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home because the referendum is an illegal means to keep President Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. People were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow the president to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a 2-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. President Sassou Nguesso has ruled Congo for most of the last 36 years. Tanzanians went to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The longtime ruling CCM party was challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms as allowed by the Constitution. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast also went to the polls on Sunday in a first round of the presidential election. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced 6 contestants and was favored to win. Reporter Emily Iyab is in the capital.
He's quite popular in the country, and he faces very divided oppositions. So in terms of suspense, he doesn't only want to win, he wants to win on the first round. That's what he aims for.
3 candidates had already pulled out of the race, claiming election conditions were not free and fair. Haitians also went to the polls on Sunday to select a new president from the more than 50 candidates running for the country's top office. 2 candidates have emerged as serious contenders in the race. A presidential runoff will occur in December. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.